Welcome back.
And welcome back. Apparently, I forgot to hit record on our first take, so we're going to try this again. This will be so much better on this.
Much smoother and more natural.
We're a well-oiled machine, and we are actually recording this time, I can assure you.
Sweet baby Moses.
So, we're going to talk about A League of Their Own. And
when did it come out? 1992.
Did you know it broke box office records? $130 million.
Yeah.
Did you know Madonna played Against Type by the Wild Spitfire, and Rosie O'Donnell is the grumpy puss?
Cast as a mouthy New Yorker.
Yeah. That was my fault.
You know what? I'm okay with the grumpy puss. You know,
and then I also said, I was like, hey, Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell did Bill great Holman's in this role. And what other films was he also in? Is it Sleepless in Seattle?
Star in Spaceballs.
And yeah, the Schwartz is as big as mine. Guys, this is a Cliff Notes version of our first attempt.
Yeah. So League of Their Own is based on the real-life American... So during World War II, it's based on, I put here that
I'm going to take a powder.
It's an important story that often gets neglected by history because it depicts a very real attempt to start a women's professional baseball league during World War II while Major League Baseball was shut down. So this is a fictionalized version of that, starring Gina Davis and Lori Petty as sisters who get recruited into that league. Tom Hanks plays their has-been manager, who's washed up. Drunk down.
Watch your mouth.
I did say that earlier, and I was just mid burp, so I couldn't really respond to that. So. Because of an injury.
Yes, because he fell out of a hotel.
His knee cartilage
fell out of a building from a fire,
which he started.
John Lovitz. I said John Lovett the first time because I'm about half drunk.
And then I called him on it, and then we talked about it for a little. It was pretty funny.
It was great.
It was hilarious. You should have been there.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, it was wonderful. We were firing freaking bullets during that first take.
It's not really much of a cameo. It's more
of a... Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. All right, we're cool. Good. So that was just a whole lot of just great stuff that we're firing out there that is now lost.
What else has John Lovitz been in?
He was briefly in Saturday Night Live, and then he was in Three Amigos.
You know, the role that I always picture him in is Rat Race.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
That was a pretty big all-star cast in that.
It was, yeah.
And I always think of Wedding Singer.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. We're going to podcast on that.
Yeah.
Sure.
High School High. Was his best film.
Yes.
That was his best film.
Based on Dangerous Minds with Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, yeah. If you look quickly at this movie, you also see Taya Leone playing on the...
Taya Leone.
An oppositional batter?
Yeah, she was an opposing batter.
You don't know... she was from Jurassic Park 3.
I'm not familiar with Jurassic Park 3.
Really? With, you know, she played the wife...
Stop that, Travis. I'll take it from here.
Jurassic Park 3 is where the Dr. Grant has a dream. He's on the plane, and the raptor looks over during the dream sequence and says, Alan, because the raptor's going to talk.
Hey, Travis, who plays Dr. Alan Grant's little sidekick?
Oh, I think that's the dude from Face Off. He was either cast or Pollux Troy. He was Nick Cage's little brother. I think, was he in that? No, he was. No, yeah, that was him. Yeah, okay, all right.
Oh, wait, are we recording? Okay, we are.
All right. I think we're caught up now.
Yeah, okay.
We're officially back. We talked about the movie Face Off. The voice of the Velociraptor that you're hearing was the guy that played Pollux Troy in Face Off. Yeah. And I think we're caught up.
I could eat peach for hours.
Are we seeing both sides of Thelma and Louise with this movie?
Yeah.
In our last one?
I believe so.
Ooh.
Get a lot of Susan Sarandon in the previous one. We get a lot of Gina Davis in this one.
That's right.
Honestly, fun fact, we didn't share on the first go-round of this recording.
Oh, new material.
Yeah. One of my favorite strippers from back in the day named herself after Gina Davis.
Okay.
So, shout out to Gina.
Vagina Davis.
Actually, that would have been better. That would have been better.
So, this film was directed by Penny Marshall, who directed Tom Hanks in Big. Her brother Gary Marshall plays in, I would call a cameo, as the Harvey Bar, like the candy bar sponsor.
The owner of the
business. Yeah, the owner?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, owner of League. That's
Which that's a nod to the Hershey family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about this wine.
Yeah. We're drinking a Spanish red called Los Conejos Malditos. We've officially housed it. It is a Spanish Tempranillo. I've picked what I would call an easy drinking. I wouldn't call it a table like red, but it's a pretty easy drinking red mm-hmm. wine. I mean, it has some nice fruit, nice body to it. This is another kind of, I mean, it will also be a great food wine. I think you could do this with a, you know, spicy meal or whatever, but it's like also something you could take out to a ball game, drink it with a little bit of chill.
Go well with a pizza.
Yeah.
In my mind.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, a pizza with some
a little greasy, cheesy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, garlicky pizza. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great for that. Spanish wines are kind of like the Portuguese wines we featured in the last broadcast, where they're affordable. They're not terrible. You know, they're just good, approachable, affordable wines that you can drink and especially do for like this situation, like going out and watching a ball game, you know, or at a barbecue or something. I mean, they're good every day. I mean, this one was, I believe, $12. The Vino Verde we had was around $10. And then we also, for the last one, we had the Rogue Honey Kolsch. This one, we're kind of doing a mix of like what different White Claw seltzers. Seltzer is another great ball game type, summertime, spring type beverage. So
I think Travis is getting another seltzer as we speak.
Travis will be back with us shortly. This does remind me of the podcast where we said something bad about Danny Trejo and Travis left for about 5 minutes because he had to impose himself. He couldn't handle the insult to Danny Trejo.
I've heard it's pronounced Danny Trejo.
Is it Danny Trejo?
No. It's Spanish.
Much like our wine.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. but we'll post a link to this on the website, cinemavino.net, where you can find this and learn a little more about it. But yeah, Tempranillo is a good springtime one, I think. Yeah. Good red.
A little springtime red.
Yeah. If you're interested in starting your very own podcast, Blueberry is one of the top hosting companies in the world. You can get your first month free with Blueberry by using the promo code CinemaVino. You can also use the hosting estimator on their site to determine the best plan for you. And don't forget, that's CinemaVino to get your first month free. I have not seen League of Their Own in a while. It's been a few years. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, it was interesting to go back and look at it for me and see how it's aged. I mean, obviously almost now 30 years, which is insane to
me. That is crazy, man.
Yeah, 92.
I remember seeing this as a small kid in the theater.
I saw it in theaters too. Yeah. My mom took me.
Because I was a baseball nut.
Yeah, I think it was just going because my mom made me go see it.
I was about to turn 2 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
As Sean loves to point out, he's younger than the rest of us.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah. But I'm curious to hear what your guys' thoughts are. Tay, we'll start with you. What do you think going back to it?
Well, to be honest, I watched this about 2 weeks ago when it was on TV. Mm-hmm. And this is the movie that I will say, P.S., I love it. And this is a movie, if it's on TV, I'm going to watch the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it from start to finish. Or wherever it comes in on, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I remember this film a little bit in theaters where I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I think I was a huge baseball fan growing up, and it was cool to watch. But as I got older, almost like anything, you start picking up on these little bitty things going throughout. And I have to say, Tom Hanks is my favorite character in this movie.
Yes.
Like, I love everything about it because he's like down on his luck. He doesn't give a shit about anything. And then he realizes that like things are slowly getting better in his life. Mm-hmm. Like he has a chance and
we're actually winning games.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're winning games. And he's like kind of getting into it, kind of getting serious. Sorry, I'm just watching Travis ravenously go through this box of White Claws.
Like it's Christmas morning.
Yeah, I was like, like a fucking velociraptor. It was like, he's just...
So we're drinking, I'm drinking the Pomelo White Claw.
I've got watermelon, limes.
Yeah, I've got empties in front of me, but I'm going natural lime.
Yeah.
But I've had a surf that was pretty damn tasty.
Yeah.
Travis is just bringing everything known to man.
He's five-handing.
Yeah, Christ on a crutch. I was like, some Cayman Jacks.
Okay.
Which also is very baseball-y. Yeah. Anyway, but it was like, I loved Tom Hanks' character this the whole time. And some of the funniest lines, talking about paying him, and he was like, well, I could certainly use the money. Mm-hmm. Like, he just gets so excited about that, and that makes me laugh when he's having this huge peeing episode.
Mm-hmm. We've all had a lot.
It was like, it just was hilarious.
That was a good, strong stream, too.
Yeah, and it was like, and even like, I don't know, this whole film honestly just makes me believe everything.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it was just a film that I was like, yeah, this makes sense. This could happen. But honestly, John Lovitz and this film, that whole intro, because I call it the intro, but it was just like, you know, the first act, he made the film for me. Because he's like just that honest guy, straightforward, like, I don't need any guff. I don't need this shit. I'm getting out of here.
No logos.
Yeah, it's like, all right. And then when he's on the train and the guy was like, he's telling him his whole thing. And he's like, if I had your job, I'd kill myself. He's like, I always got to sit next to this guy. It's like, I always got to sit next to this guy. He's like, well, you guys can run. But it was like, I'm drunk, but I love this film.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I will always watch it when it's on TV. Mm-hmm. It is great acting. Gina Davis is actually amazing.
Gina Davis is great.
The freaking girl from Point Break, which was that before or after?
Point Break was before.
Before? Yeah. Tank Girl killed it, whatever her name is.
Lori Petty.
There we go. It was like
she's in Station 11.
Really?
She was the old gal with the
son of a bitch. Yeah, yep. I guess you're right. Yeah, well, there you go. It was like, but anyway, I love this fucking film. Mm-hmm. Just because it's baseball and it's one of the ones, even as a young kid, I kind of like got it.
Yeah,
like even there wasn't a whole lot of innuendos or, you know, like Bull Durman was. Oh,
it's
like,
very family friendly.
Yeah, it's very family. And so it was I think I just got it. And you know, the older I got, I kind of got a little bit more of the jokes.
One thing that strikes me now that we're two into the baseball series is how quotable baseball movies are. It's you think about baseball movies, like there's no crying in baseball.
Yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
It's like some of the most famous quotes are like baseball movies.
Yeah.
Todd, I'm just now having deja vu. Have we covered this before in a podcast before?
No.
Really? I think I have talked about, and I think I'm on record, like on a podcast saying that I kind of want to nail old, like, Gina Davis.
I think you did a Facebook post. Old Gina Davis? That.
Yeah. The actress that is overdubbed.
She's testy, yeah.
No, you're right. No, no. He wants to play you want to bang the early Gina Davis whenever she's, like, accepting her award, or they're going to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
You don't want to bang Gina Davis. And I can bang the old version of Gina Davis.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, to be fair, I want to bang Gina Davis as well. But I'm saying old Gina Davis.
We'll have to have our Cinema Vino historian go back through the archives.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I remember a Facebook post to that effect, and you put a picture of her on there for good reference.
Okay, it was in my wallet.
Right next to a condom. At the ready.
Never give up.
Mm-hmm. Never surrender.
Yeah. So
she didn't even have any lines.
No.
She did have lines.
She was dubbed over.
She was dubbed over.
Mm-hmm.
She was?
That was Gina Davis.
That was Gina Davis' voice.
This is the only part we can use. That was Gina Davis' voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Trav, what did you think
about that? That's bullshit. I spent my entire life thinking that it was just some old hoe bag. Just like.
Her middle name is Marie.
Jesus Christ.
No, she was a. She was Jewish.
She was Jewish.
God damn it. Todd, when I say, you know, sometimes when I say you should have this out and ready right when we get here, like, now is those times where I would like to point to.
It's been fine the reasons. So far.
Yeah, we just went off the rails in the last, like, 2 minutes talking about old Gina Davis. So, Trav, what did you think about this movie?
Yeah, so my first viewing of this film, I didn't say anything bad yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So I was supposed to watch Bram Stoker's Dracula and not this film when I first watched it because I was at the old babysitters back in the day. I asked if we could watch Dracula. They said yes. My parents and my buddy's parents both gave our babysitter money so we could order it from HBO and watch it. However, the other dude, Judah, you know your name, fucking pussy.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. He backed out last minute. It was like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch Dracula. Fucking bitch. Anyway, so my hard-earned money that I got from my parents was not used to let me watch Dracula, but with this piece of shit, A League of Their Own, and I didn't give a shit about baseball, but I kind of loved the movie, but I couldn't say that I liked it when I watched it. Again, like Taylor, like, this is one I will watch every time it's on TV. I will suffer through like commercials and just have it on in the background. It's just it's a comforting blanket is what it is. John Lovitz, again, is
lovely.
Probably the our as a friend group, our favorite role in this film.
This is your favorite John Lovitz role?
I would say, yeah. I mean, is there one that tops it?
I mean,
I don't think he does much else.
He doesn't do a lot.
Yeah.
He just plays the same character everywhere.
Will you shut up?
Yeah.
Will I mean, I'm you telling you,
as I've said, his best film was High School High.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a parody film.
Is it better than his role in this?
Well, he's the star of that. And so
High School High?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Method Man and Red Man.
Oh, they're in it. But
I still think Rat Race.
Featuring the RZA and the GZA.
Oh.
So you enjoyed it a lot. Even as a non-sports fan, you liked it.
Yeah. As a non-sports fan, I loved it. And Hank Toms and Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna, were all great. Fucking Nelson, even Marla Hooch. What a hitter.
Marla Hooch. What a hitter.
I will say that that's one thing that didn't age particularly well is like the kind of ugly shaming of Marlo. It's like it's the movie's trying to mine laughs out of it, but it comes across as pretty mean-spirited towards her. So, Sean, what did you think?
You know, I thought this movie was great.
Had you seen it before?
I had seen A League of Their Own before. It wasn't one of the ones that was like on my repeat list that anytime it comes up, I'll definitely watch it. But it's one that was a classic. Again, this is one that came out a little bit too early for it to be on my radar as like a rewatchable.
Yeah.
But it's great. It has so many quotable lines. You know, Tom Hanks is tremendous in his role. Yeah. He's just, there's no crying in baseball. He does it so well. He's kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm. And so good at it.
He's very good at it. Mm-hmm. And he's drunk the whole time, and he kind of like gets a little bit undrunk.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of romanticize his drinking a little bit, and they kind of talk about like, you know, I used to drink. It's like, oh, yeah. And then I ran out of money. You know,
Yeah.
It's kind of cute, but it is a fun movie. I like it a lot. Gina Davis is great. This movie definitely passes the Bechdel test, where the last movie did not.
No.
In terms of baseball movies, it's very much featured on, you know, the women.
So, Sean, you can probably enlighten the listeners, the Bechdel test.
The Bechdel test is if there are two female characters that talk to each other in the movie about something other than a male protagonist. It's a very low bar that a lot of movies don't pass.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a test of whether or not, you know, women are prominently featured in the movie, and in this movie they definitely are.
And featured three-dimensionally in a movie.
Yeah, with any amount of depth whatsoever.
Yeah. And yeah, this one definitely totally passes that because it's almost
entirely a cast of women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the movie's about, you know, talking about why we're going to play baseball in dresses. Like, you're not going to be able to slide in that. Like, that's, you know, not a practical use of, you know, we're not going to be able to play baseball. And I think
in one of their montages, which,
if you want to play baseball with me, you're going to play baseball in a dress. Yeah. And there's 32 women outside that are going to play baseball if you don't.
Yeah. And they showed, they were like the scar they got from sliding.
Have you ever slid in
a skirt? No.
I was going to say in shorts, but like fucking sucks.
Yeah. Do they show actual footage of real baseball at that time when they're talking about sliding and wearing dresses?
I think that bruise they show in the movie black and real. White. That's a real bruise.
Is it really?
The actress
I mean, don't they show some film of in black and white
of
the original of women's games. Baseball league.
I think they mix in some of that, but I think a lot of what you see in the movie is they recreate newsreel footage. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The movie very briefly tries to address racism, and then they just sort of like ignore it.
Yeah, I know. That was a weird... Yeah,
they touch on it very quickly. Here we go. And then just, oh no.
And it's like you'd almost... They'd rather not touch on it at all than to do like a brief, like 10-second...
Right, it's like someone in the writers' room was just like, "Well, we have to talk about racism," and the other writers were like, "Ugh, fine."
Yeah,
and so they threw in like one little cutaway, like a tangent off.
It's a brief acknowledgement that like Jackie Robinson and the whole like that breaking down barriers hadn't happened yet,
right?
In baseball, and, it was still a few years.
There weren't integrated leagues, and
not even
in the women's league, it was whites only.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it's like that's one of those things that's an ugly thing in sports in general that it took that long for that to happen and I don't know, it's like it's a weird moment in the movie. I mean, it's great that they acknowledge it, but it's like you'd almost rather they dedicate more time to it
or actually address it,
lean heavy into it, or don't lean into it at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and I think this movie did talk or dive into a lot of like the sports ownership and kind of the scumminess there. Yeah. Where it was like you had the main guy who was the marketing head honcho who devised this whole thing, and he was sort of the one who was, you know, running point on the whole women's league, and he's like, I think this could be a real thing. Let me run point on it.
Yeah.
And he's an actor who's been, become
David
pretty
Strathern,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's been in he was in Nomadland recently, and he's been in a few other things.
He was in Nightmare Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Nightmare Alley.
But, and then he was actually nominated for an Oscar for Good Night, Good Luck.
Good Luck. Yeah. That was was that George Clooney? Mm-hmm. Right through that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Played Edward R. Murrow in that one. So, yeah.
Oh, he's also been in The Expanse, the Amazon Prime series, which is very good.
And he's pretty good in everything he does. He's a pretty reliable actor.
Yeah.
He was in Sneakers, which we watched a couple of years ago for the podcast.
Sneakers.
Playing the blind man on the team. He was also in a Meryl Streep movie called The River Wild, set out on, like, where they take some white river canoe trip, and Kevin Bacon's the bad guy.
I haven't seen that one.
I've seen it on TV a lot,
yeah.
And then I've immediately changed the channel.
Yeah, same. It's not great.
Yeah, he's really young in this.
Yeah, and he's a great actor. He's great for that part as, like, the bureaucrat. He does a really good job with that. And it plays off of Gary Marshall really well as like the super rich snobby owner.
Yeah.
So what would you guys give this scale of 1 to 10?
For me, honestly, I'm going to go 9. This I feel like transcends baseball because I don't give a shit about baseball or sports, but I, really, honestly, I like the way it's put together. It feels, comforting, like an old blanket, like, I like to watch it every time it's on.
Yeah.
Where's the last point, though?
Do what?
Where's the last point? I mean, what would have made this movie a 10?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's...
I think, I mean, I'm going to speak for you for a second. It's like, if you were more into baseball, would it have been a 10? It's like...
I don't know, because I'm not smart enough about baseball in and of itself to be an expert and be like, fuck yeah, this is my 10 out of 10 baseball movie.
If you were, do you think that might be where the point is?
It could be. All I know is that I was supposed to see Dracula and I saw this instead and I still liked it. Okay?
And somebody out there is a bitch because they wouldn't. Yeah.
What was his name?
What, Judah?
Fuck you, Judah.
Judah Brown. Go fuck yourself.
What a great name.
I'm sorry, man. You're cool.
This is a decent
name. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He taught me about Nolan Ryan. I also didn't.
Nolan Ryan is from my hometown.
He taught you about Nolan Ryan?
I heard him say the name once.
There you go. I was like, so Nolan Ryan, it's like, what did he teach you about?
He sells beef now, Nolan Ryan.
Mm.
He's big on beef.
It's what's for dinner.
It is. No, I thought pork was.
I know he got a bloody nose one time. And so that's racist. I guess that's cool.
Judah Brown and Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan beat the hell out of Robin Ventura.
Oh, that was fucking did.
That should have been a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hit him like 19, 20 times in the face.
Yeah.
Don't charge him out unless you're ready to get your ass whooped.
Goddamn right.
I learned that at a very young age.
You did?
Yeah. Did you throw behind somebody?
Yeah. You know, you got to give people a little chin music.
Yeah. You know? Shit.
I learned that term from Bull Durham, too.
Sweet chin music. Wait. Was that used in Bull Durham?
I believe it was.
Chin Music 3 is a video you can search on YouTube. And
yeah.
I won't tell you what else Sean has looked up tonight.
Sean's search history is a little skewed.
Chin Music 3.
A little skewed.
Find it on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Taylor's search history tonight
is a little bit more questionable.
Well. I Google one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you show the picture to everybody.
Well, I thought it was informative.
So, Taylor, what would you rank?
Honestly, Taylor, it was.
Yeah, thank you. It's like, it's how things bend. This, to me, in baseball films, is a 10 out of 10 for me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's like a great, if you're talking like films in general, I don't know, 8. But like this is like the baseball film that like I would just... I will watch this anytime it's on TV.
Yeah.
I will stop the presses.
Yeah.
And be like, nope, this is my life now. Well, League of Their Own's on. I believe even one of my Facebooks, you know, you get those updates from like, oh, 17 years ago. It's like, oh, okay, I didn't even have a Facebook. But it was like, well, League of Their Own's on TV. There goes my day.
Yeah.
100% accurate.
Yeah.
If it's on TV, I'm like, yeah, no, see, I gotta watch this right now. That's what I do now.
Yeah.
So for baseball movies, it is the best movie for me.
Yeah.
100%.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Sean?
I agree. 10 out of 10.
I will say, though, I mean, we're talking about Bull Durham. One of the funniest things in that film was when he was calling the umpire a cocksucker and he got tossed out.
I love that.
I didn't
say you were a cocksucker.
This
I said
made
it's
me,
a cocksucker call.
And it made me think of this one where it's like, you know, you're like a little penis with the hat on. He's like, what did you just say? And it was like, it's like, hold on, hold on. And it was like, it became this whole argument. And I was like, after watching that again, I was like, damn, this is like kind of similar to Bull Durham.
Yeah, I love that fighting with the umpire is a staple of baseball.
I know.
It's a cornerstone.
You call me a cocksucker, you're out of here.
It's like, I didn't call you a cocksucker. I said it was a cocksucker.
You want me to call you a cocksucker?
You want me to call you a cocksucker?
You are a cocksucker. Like a cocksucker.
And I love they cut to Susan Sarandon. It's like, he must call the guy a cocksucker.
Yep.
He's so
romantic. Yep.
That's the one thing you can't say.
You
can't say that.
So
10 out of 10. Did
you give League of Their Own 10 out of 10?
I would say it's baseball movie, 10 out of 10.
As everybody's movie, going 10 out of 10.
You gave it 9 out of 10. No, stick to your 9.
It is mine just because I don't give a shit about baseball?
I think so.
Does it pump it up a notch? Like,
I think you have a natural handicap against sports movies.
All right. Well, we've not yet reviewed Rookie of the Year, so you keep your opinion to your fucking self.
Rowan Gardner.
Run amok.
So, this is an emotional movie. I mean, there's a lot of like, they talk a lot about
it's no Field of Dreams, but
they talk about like death, and there's a lot of like, my husband's off at war and he might die at any time, but then he magically doesn't because someone else's husband dies and I'm happy.
Yeah, it's an old fake out. They'd really
they hit him with the old fake out.
It was a fake out.
But I felt more emotion with like her reuniting with her old friends at the end, you know, after you see all of them being friends and being young and like
50 years later,
she gets to reunite. And they're just like, oh my God, Dottie,
50 years. Hotter.
Dottie. Listen, I'm not going to fight with you on this. I agree.
Oh yeah.
You got to season your meat, you know,
Sean's a big fan of Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren and I go way back.
Yeah.
It's emotional.
Quite the relationship.
Yeah.
So this has been another episode of Cinema Vino. It's been a humdinger.
It really has.
Humdinger.
And we've made it through the whole way without singing that damn song that they...
We are the members of the All-American League.
That's going to be 8 seconds.
Yeah.
That's copyrighted.
Near and far.
Didn't Hans Zimmer do this movie?
I believe he did the music, yeah.
Yeah, I think Hans Zimmer did the music.
Madonna contributed the song, This Used to Be My Playground, which was a...
This used to be my playground.
An early 90s earworm.
What?
Was it?
It was for me. It's going to be in my head, so.
I mostly listened to Barney at this time.
I was more Bruce Sean Springsteen in, like, Secret Garden.
She'll let you in her house.
A little Jerry Maguire for
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
No, yo, we get it.
We know.
I was like, no, I got it.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up before we get a whole lot drunker.
We get copyright notices.
Spanish Tempranillo, Los Conejos Malditos.
Ooh, I like that.
And also the White Claw, Pomelo Smash, the Surf Tropical Smash. Really quite good.
The Citrus Yuzu Smash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Wild Berry.
Acai?
Acai.
How is the Wild Berry Acai?
It was good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Very refreshing. So I'm going to probably end up cutting about 18 minutes out of this podcast, but that's all right.
Worth it.
Yeah. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. We will see you guys
next time.
Next time.
See ya.
Dig them up.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com. Thank you.